TFM
881 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJO FM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
First Corinthians 14 verse 15, so what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my mind. I think I'm gonna stop right there. I will pray with my spirit, and I will also pray with my mind. Do me a favor, push three people, try to make them fall, and tell them, you better use your mind. You better use. You may be seated. I can't believe it's been over a decade ago now that I began matriculating through 3 degrees and 8 years. I'll never forget how arduous it was. We had the fastest growing church and still do in Northeastern Ohio. I was doing 5 services every weekend and 3 Bible studies. Employing about 100 people, and on top of that, didn't have enough sense to turn engagements down, so traveling to 50 to 100 cities a year. And on top of that, having babies all the time. And I'll never forget, I would preach in New York on a Friday night and then sign books after service to about 9:30, 10, and then jump on a little plane. God had a plane he would let us use when we had to do East Coast trips, and the plane would land in Ashland's airport at about 2 o'clock in the morning, early Saturday morning. They would then take me to the Holiday Inn Express. I would go to sleep a few hours and then get up, and one of my assistants would drive me over to the campus, and I would take an 8-hour class on Saturday, because in order to finish in the time I wanted, I had to take a Saturday course. And then after Saturday class, they would drive me back to do Saturday night service here, and then I would do the 5 again on Sunday morning. That experience taught me that grown people do what they want to do. Unless you have that schedule, I'm not sure that anyone has excuse not to do whatever God puts your heart to do. Rather, it be matriculating through some university or bettering yourself in some entrepreneurial endeavor, you have time to do what's important to you. I was thinking about mankind, and you do know we're distinct from the rest of creation, including the animals, in that we are tripartite. Say tripartite. You know, a bicycle has how many wheels? But a tricycle has how many? Yeah, tri, three, and tri-unity, trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We are tripartite, like the Godhead, in that, peep this, we are body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. I don't like the way you're looking at me. Let's prove it. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit, peep this, soul, and body be preserved complete. Did you see that? May your spirit, soul, and body. Repeat after me as loud as you can. Say, I have a body. I am a spirit. I possess a soul. Watch that. You have a body, you are a spirit, you possess a soul. Out of your soul comes your mind, emotions, and your will, your choices. Your mind, choices, will flow from the soul part of the tripartite. I'm not trying to confuse you. Stick with me. Let me jump right in. All I'm trying to tell you is that God gave you your mind. Yeah, not the devil. God gave you your mind. Now, what you do with your mind is totally up to you. He does not force you to use your mind to glorify him or to pursue pedagogical pursuit or to connect cognitively with something greater in terms of learning. But can I suggest to you, the enemy is after your mind. Why? Because you have a beautiful mind. Yeah, I preached that a while ago, a beautiful mind. One of my favorite scriptures, particularly when it comes to men, I use it all the time in Men's Mondays, Proverbs 4, 23. Solomon says, above all, guard your heart. That's major. Look at me, intelligent people. With all the stuff I got to do, be married, try to live holy, try to raise my children, try to be a pastor, that's cool in the game. But Solomon says, above all. Wow, that's major. Above all, guard your heart. You know, my heart is more than just the tick-tock of my heart. No, my heart is also my mental capacity. It is my values. And peep what Solomon says. He says, guard your mind. Why? Because the enemy is after your mind. Somebody you used to sleep with tried to blow your mind. The devil will try to mess up your mind. But do me a favor, lean on somebody and say, I love you, but you can't have my mind. Go ahead. No, because I'm going to need my mind to finish all that God has for me to do, and I can't get it done without my mind. Don't you ever say, I feel like I'm about to go crazy. The devil is a lie. Don't even speak that. Words have power. I'm not going crazy over nobody or nothing. I'm gonna let God keep my mind. God made my mind, and my mind belongs to God. Can I suggest to you, the enemy is after, look at me downtown, he's after my mind. Yeah, so what does he do? If he can't unsave me, the next best thing is to mess with my mind. Because of the veracity, great crowd by the way, and tenacity of the blood of Jesus, his blood is not Kool-Aid. What can wash away my sins? What can make me whole again? I'm not saved just on my good days. I'm saved all the time. I'm saved when I'm tripping. I'm saved when I have a nasty week. I'm saved when I go from 0 to 100. I'm saved when it don't look like I'm saved. He didn't save me just on the days I look saved. His blood is not Kool-Aid. When he saved me, the scripture says, you are sealed to the day of redemption. The scripture says, he that comes to me, I will in no way cast out. I'm simply suggesting that if I were the devil and I couldn't unsave you, my next goal would be to mess with your mind. How many of you would be good Christians if it wasn't for your body and your mind? Ooh, my body always wants stupid stuff. And my mind be trying to play tricks on me. And so there are persons who say, you know what, matriculation through some university is not important. They just educated fools. Don't even worry about school. But I like grandma, because sometimes grandma didn't know a noun from a verb, but she would tell her grandkids, go to school. Grandma didn't know a noun from a verb, but she would tell them, go learn all you can. Yeah, go get all you can. Why? Because she understood that education is power. The enemy doesn't want our young black children educated because of the power of education. I like what Nelson Mandela said. He said, and I quote, education is the most powerful weapon which can be used to change the world. 27 years in prison in South Africa because of his fight against apartheid. But don't sleep on him. He was an attorney before he went to prison. And when he got to prison, he read everything not only about his people, but everything about his enemy. And then became president of a country that put him in prison. Y'all not feeling me. He read for 27 years. Imagine how many books he read over 27 years. And you cannot talk about education. And who has? I'm looking at one of my educators, superintendent of East Cleveland Schools, sitting there. And so many of you principals I see of Garfield, all the principals and educators come to the word church, and they would tell you there is power in education. My favorite occupation, three of them, police, firemen who run into fires when everybody else running out. Police, now I'll push them when they're wrong, but they risk their lives every time they wake up to make sure I'm safe. And if something happens, you're not calling Ghostbusters, you're calling the police. Before you call Jesus, you're calling the police. But then thirdly, educators who don't make enough and put up with a bunch of stuff. And you should clap for every principal and teacher and social worker and advisor that belongs to the Word Church Nation, because they have degrees, they could be making more, but they are called to something, and that is to build children's minds. Thank all of my educators. You really can't talk education seriously. You just can't help without bringing up Booker T. And I know I've mentioned him before in previous years, but please don't go to heaven until you read Booker T's Up From Slavery. I made my son read it when he was so young, and I got them all reading it. Why? Because I've never seen anybody who was once a slave and then during Reconstruction has the nerve to come out of slavery and be the progenitor and president of his own university. I mean, come on. Then the first black man to stand up in front of an all-white audience in the history of America, and all papers in America, it was front page the next day, first black man in the history of America to have an all-white audience during the 1895 compromise, when he stood up and said, we have washed your baby's behinds. We cooked your food. We ironed your clothes. And now that slavery is over, give us a place at the table. We can work together, more of an integrationist kind of mandate. Conversely, W.E.B. Du Bois, who's the Malcolm X of the early 1900s, said, no, we don't want to compromise at all. We want the talented 10th. We believe if we raise up the best 10% of black people and put them in arts and politics and economy, that we can have our own. And so, as it were, yeah, Booker T is more like Martin, and Du Bois is more like Malcolm, but I love them both. And though I disagree with Du Bois's theology in the sense that he was at least agnostic when it came to what he believed about God, you still got to give him kudos for being the first black man to graduate from Harvard University. Y'all should clap somewhere through there. And I got to thinking about, you can't mention all these men when sisters today got more degrees than brothers. And I got to mention to all of you that Lillian Lincoln Lambert was the first black sister to graduate from Harvard Business School. And she started Centennial making $20 million, and in 1995 was the first woman to become president of the International Association of Building Contractors. Can we give kudos to that sister? Downtown, I love you. I'm so glad everybody looking right at me because, you know, United Negro College Fund, their thematic thrust has been for years that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. You'd be surprised how many precious people in this room are wasting your mind. Your mind is too precious to waste. I needed to apologize because yesterday during Saturday service, I'm up here preaching, right? And these two young, beautiful brothers sitting here, about 15, 13, just looking at their phone. And I'm not the type of preacher that like to embarrass people from the stage, but it was just getting on my nerves too bad. And I'm talking about the mind, and they just swipe it. I said, y'all two right there. I said, stop. Put your phones down. Put your phones down. Watch this now. Put your phones down. That's why you got to be careful. Put your phones down. I said, put them down. Look right at me. And so they were African, not just African-American, straight up African with African mama sitting next to them. They bum rushed me after service at the back door and said, Pastor, look, we was taking notes on everything you're saying. They said, our mama taught us when he talked, y'all type. I said, I'm going to apologize to both of you publicly. Next time I'm at church, I will bring you back up because I just knew, like the average young people, they were just swiping and killing time. Them young brothers showed me 10 points of everything I said in my message before they put their phones down because their mama taught them like President Obama's mama made him wake up at 6 o'clock every morning and study before he went to school. That precious white mother who knew she was raising a black man and that for him to become president, he'd have to be better than everybody. Y'all not talking to me. I wish I had some real mamas that would push your kids off the phone and push them back to the books. And so here I am putting them on blast, and they were taking notes. You'd be surprised how many grown people swipe more than they read. You'd be surprised how many grown women with husbands and children and issues watch Facebook more than get on their face. Boy, when you ain't got enough money and enough ministry and enough of everything you need, you don't have time to look for hearts and likes. And they don't have your heart and don't like you that much. There's a certain dopamine that comes to us, literally, when people affirm us by saying, I like what you wrote, which is why people just lay in the bed, just laying here thinking about stuff. And who asked you that? No, you got too much to do, too much to read. You gotta develop your mind. First of all, say renew your mind. Renew your mind. The first thing I want you to do, and this is not a shout sermon, but I can't believe everybody looking right at me, thank you, because you're trying to do some stuff with your mind. I love you for that, because renew your mind. Ephesians 4:23, what? And be renewed by the spirit of your mind. And then what Paul comes along in Philippians 2:5, right, says what? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So why do I need to renew my mind? Because the word renew in the Greek means to renovate. Sometimes you gotta wash your whole mind. Say, God, rinse my mind. Get every negative thought out of it. Peep this, brothers. Get every negative image out of it that's holding me back from the fantastic woman I got because other images are in my mind. Lord, do me a favor, renovate. Renovate means when they're through, you can't even tell how it used to look. I'm sorry, for the second time, push your neighbor and say, you don't look like what you've been through. Go ahead. Because God has renovated you. I wished I had some people. I'm trying to do my important talk today, but I feel the Holy Ghost falling on me right now in the middle of my commencement speech. Can I tell everybody here, you ought to thank God that you may not be perfect, but if God has rearranged you and renews you and changes you, you may not be what you want to be, but thank God you're not what you used to be. That's because God renewed your mind. Yeah, but not only do I want you to renew your mind, let's not play games. One weekend a year, This my assignment. I'm not apologizing. Not only renew your mind, but secondly, develop your mind. Your mind is a muscle. Your mind can retain more than you think. Pastor, I'm getting older now. And you still know your birthday. You still know your social security number. Oh, Pastor, I'm getting old now. Come on, Grandma, help me sing. I guess you say what can... Shut up! That's 50 years old. How do you know it? Because it is connected to you cognitively because of redundancy. Preach, R.A. Anytime you listen to something enough, it gets stuck to your brain. You ever start singing a song you didn't want to sing no more? You tried to get it off your mind, but it got in your mind. You can remember and retain what you choose to. You grow your mind three ways, if you think about it, by listening, watching, and reading. Yeah, listening. I tell people, Pastor, I'm too old to lie to you. I just don't love reading books. Well, at least go to YouTube. If you're going to go to YouTube, I was watching an interesting back and forth between Cornel West and another professor regarding the Trump era vis-a-vis the Obama era, and this interesting back and forth using all these high level words that help me build my mind that I still am, and come here and say I'm on Sunday like I knew him all my life. And people kill me, Pastor, you kill me using all them big words. Why don't you come down, lean on somebody, say, why don't you make a come up? Praise God. Amen. I can't dummy down every sermon so Pookie can understand. No, Pookie got to read, and Ray Ray and Krisha got to say there's another level. Yes, we from the hood. Some of us are educated, but no matter who we are, we ought to be bettering ourselves. I can't come here and preach to the same crowd with nothing new to say, or eventually people who think a lot will get bored, because some of you are like me. I can't listen to buffoonery. I walked out of a Latin. No offense, Will, you did a good job, but I took my daughter. I said, can we just go for a walk for a minute? It dawned on me, Mama got to take her to all the babies movies, because I can't use my mind watching a man come out of a thing for 2 hours. Y'all, pray for me. I know I got to be a better father, but I said, no more kid movies. My mind can't handle 2 hours of nothing. Let Mama take you. Me and you will play outside and read together and do stuff outside. Let Mama take you to all the dumb movies, because I can't let nothing mess with my mind. I need my mind time. Say listening, everybody. And so I'm on the Bible app the other night, and I couldn't sleep, so I said, okay. And by the way, I've been telling y'all this. We've been teaching on demonology and how to beat the devil. Here's some practical, pragmatic principles to overcome that interloper, and here's one of them. It's this. If you ever can't sleep, you ain't got to grab your phone and look at no stuff. If you ever can't sleep, just start reading your Bible. If you ever can't sleep, just start praying. As soon as you start, and the Lord says, because demons immediately say, oh, put her to sleep. Because if she stays woke, she gonna break bondage over her life. If she stays woke, read that. If she starts praying, her son gonna get set free. So the devil would rather put a spirit of sleep on you. How many know what I'm talking about? Just try to read your Bible. See if you're... So I couldn't sleep, so I go to my Bible app, everybody, and I'm the least techie person here. Thank God for all the wonderful people we pay to be smarter than me, because I'm just not great technologically. And so I'm trying to go to my next scripture. Seriously, guys, this is true. I hit something on my phone wrong. Don't laugh at me, because I'm 10 years late to the party, I know. But I hit something wrong on my phone, and the Bible app started reading the scriptures to me. And the Lord said unto Abraham, I said, What? So you telling me I could just put this next to my bed? Y'all gonna make me jump off this stage. Pastor, what you mean? Baby, the word is so strong, it'll work while you sleep. I wish I had some people that know God's word got so much power. If you're sick, look up every scripture on healing in the Bible and read it into a tape recorder and let the word work while you sleep. There's power, and that's another sermon. I gotta stay important today. And so I let that app read me to sleep. And I said, just as sure as I'm alive, I'm going to put that thing on every night, Lady Vernon, don't mind. And let that thing put me to sleep. Why? Because reading, listening, watching. It was Mark Twain who said, and it absolutely blew my mind. Mark Twain said that a person who doesn't read has no advantage over a person who can't read. Y'all don't know how good that is. A person who doesn't read has no advantage over a person who can't read. She can't even read. Well, you don't. I come to make you feel good and pick you up, not beat you up, but I also come to challenge you. When the last time and what is the last book you read in its entirety? Your mind is too strong not to read. I want you to develop your mind. Okay, I thought about this and I wrote it down. Education can be both formal. It's on the screens. I want you to catch this because education can be both formal and informal. To ignore both one's entire life is a terrible tragedy. Some people not going to college. One brother told me, Pastor, thank God I went straight through college. I went in the front door and out the back. I went straight through, never stopped, never took a break. I just went straight through, in the front door and out the back. Some people are not going to college, but I'm telling you one thing. Informal education means I'm an entrepreneur, but I read. I'm good at my craft. I do hair, but I'm bettering myself. I'm watching all the new techniques as an electrician, a plumber, whatever I do. I am reading to better myself. It's a shame to go through this life and not better yourself. What a terrible tragedy. Amen. After I renew my mind and develop my mind, I'm gone. I'm preaching short today. I got to drive 5 hours. Pray for Pastor. Then I got to use my mind. The devil don't want you to use your mind. Here it is, everybody. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15 says what? Let's end where we started. I shall pray with my spirit, but I shall also pray with my mind. Because I'm saved, don't sleep on my mind. Because I have the Holy Spirit, don't mean I don't use my mind. Even when I'm in the spirit, I still got a mind. No, some people act like the Spirit takes you over and puts you in a trance. No, even when I'm praying in the Spirit, put your hand on my wallet, see if I don't come out right quick. Let the Holy Spirit get a hold of me, and I start running around the church, and you stick your leg out and try to trip me. I saw your leg. I ain't that caught up. I saw your leg. Yeah, okay, let me make the point. For years, there's been these two schools. The charismatic church suggested that I just need power. And so we went to church, and the pastor laid hands, and everybody felt the Holy Spirit, and the prophetic words went through, and it was so powerful, but the sermons didn't have that much substance. On the other extreme, conversely, some of us went to church where the preaching was good. Nobody prayed in tongues. Nobody ran around. Nobody really got the power on them. And so he had word, but no power. Doug Bannister wrote a book, please read it, I read it 15 years ago, going to reread it again, called A Word and Power Church, which means I want to go to a church, don't y'all love this, that got word and power. When I go to church, I want to learn something and feel something. When I go to church, I want to learn something and feel something. I got too many issues to be at a church that don't teach me nothing. No, Pastor, I'm at a church that don't say nothing to me, Pastor. I'm at the Word now. I love my pastor, but I had to leave because I wasn't growing. I'm too grown to show up in 80-degree weather and got to park in parking lot 3 and come in exit number 7 and sit in 33B just to see the pastor, and he ain't saying nothing that's helping me as a man, helping me with my money. I got to grow cognitively, but then sometime I need to feel the Holy Ghost. Because how many of you realize when you come to church, you want God to touch you from the inside out? And when you get in the car, so I want you to understand that we want to use our minds. Use your mind. It was Michelle Obama. I'm finished now. Short sermon today. Michelle Obama said, and I quote, through my education, I didn't just develop skills. I didn't just develop the ability to learn, but I developed confidence. My first lady. I guess I gotta let go. But don't sleep on her. Don't sleep on her because she had to do the wifey thing because the whole world was watching and wanted to criticize a black sister for not loving her children. So she put special emphasis on loving those babies and modeling motherhood for the whole world to watch. But please know she was a lawyer before she got there. She went to Princeton. She didn't need Obama to get no money. She had money when she met him. Can I get a witness? I wish I had 10 people here. I'm sorry. Lean on a brother and say, I don't need you for your money. I need you for your ministry. I can get my own money. Can I just bless every black woman in here, every sister in here, and tell you there is ministry in you, there is money in you, and away with patriarchy and waiting on some man to fix you, baby. Can't nobody fix you but Jesus. Girl, go learn all you can. Get all you can. I'll never forget being raised in the traditional context in church. I'll never forget when Lady Vernon and I first got married. From my heart, don't y'all boo me, it's just the truth. I really thought I was gonna make all the money, and her job was to love me and love the children and make sure my house was clean and baseboards were perfect and that my bed was made up. I'm like, look, I'll go kill it. I'll pick up cans. You know your boy. You ain't gonna have to work for nothing, but when I come home, I want you to do this, that, and the other. And she started talking about, I wanna finish school. I'm like, finish school? No, I'm school, baby. Practice on me. Praise God. Here I am, baby. Practice. I'll be your teacher. Here I am. Barry White is. Y'all pray for me. That's an old school remix. Hey, you too, Barry White. I'm telling y'all. I'm finished. I'm going to leave some time on the clock. So I called Pastor Wells, my friend in the Bahamas. I said, man, what's going on, man? I'm doing what I got to do. Bills are paid. I just want her to take care of me. And he said, well, let me ask you a question. Do you think washing dishes and cleaning baseboards is the best use of her time with y'all church? He says, no, she's not too good for that. But I'm just saying, do you think that's the best use of her time to use all her energy doing that when you need her to help you hug 10,000 people and stand up there with you and go from campus to campus? He said, brother, you can pay somebody to do that. He says, now, if she got to do it, she got to do it. But if you can get somebody and y'all can work together, that's the first time it dawned on me that girl got more of a mind than just taking care of me. And if the Lord let her live till next year, she will be Dr. Victory Vernon. Y'all better come on, everybody. And I'm happy about it. Every man and woman in here. People don't want you to learn. The devil doesn't want you to learn. I just got a couple more things and I'm gone. Thank you for not walking out. Because James Baldwin, and don't go to heaven till you read The Fire next time, and everything Baldwin, I want you to read what he said. He said, the paradox of education is precisely this, that as one becomes more conscious, one begins to examine the society in which he's being educated. Now that went over your head, so I'm a Vernonize, modernize, and contemporize. Sometimes people don't want you to be smart because you can see they behind. He didn't break up with you because he wasn't attracted. He broke up with you because you could see him. He likes you better when you were ignorant and dumb. But when you went to another level and could see what was going on, he said, you know what, I'm gonna move on. He wanted another dumb sister to date who wouldn't critique his behavior, but the devil is a lie. Y'all not feeling me. James Baldwin said that as you learn, he said it's a paradox. The same system that's educating you, the more educated you become, the more you begin to see the disenfranchised and the marginalized. That while they're saying one thing on Fox and sound bites, as you study deeply, you see that while they're claiming the economy getting better, that the rich are still getting richer and the poor are still getting poorer. That they're still doing away with food stamps and everything Obama put in place to help those in need. They're trying to stamp it out when there's still people who need to go to the hospital and go to the doctor. And so we need people who can see through. I got three things I want you to do, and I'll bid you goodbye, downtown. I want you to use your mind, number one, to get paid. I'm sorry, lean on somebody and say, there's money looking for you. Go ahead and tell them right quick. Tell them you don't have to look for money. Money looking for you. Y'all just missed it. Money's looking for you. You don't believe me? The scripture says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. which means God's going to take the money from the bad, evil people and give it to holy, living, tithing, hard-working people. Throw your hands up and say, God, give me my money. Go ahead. Ooh, I'm going to preach that again. Give me my money. Can I tell you that a person with a college degree tends to make $1 million more in life than a person who doesn't? I know there's exceptions, but it's not the rule. There are persons, I'm telling you, there are certain places that say college degree necessary. Then you get to the job, you don't even use your degree. They just wanted you to have it. It's a key. Degrees are keys. Certain doors you walk down, you can't get into that door unless you have the right key. With 10,000 members, there were some places I weren't invited until I got my keys. Now I can unlock any door, speak in Harvard or speak in the hood. Can I get a witness here? I'm trying to tell you, there is power. So use your mind to make money for your sister and your mama. Use your mind to get good at something so you can get your family out of debt. I don't ever want to hear again, ain't nobody in our family got nothing. Lean on somebody and say, I will, praise God. I'll break that generational curse. Everybody broke. Talking about, you know our family ain't got nothing. That makes me sick. How come y'all ain't got nothing? Because you're smoking all day and looking at TV all day. Baby, you ain't got to give me nothing. I kick the door down and get it myself. There's too many people here that's too bright to be broke. But then number two, use your mind to affect change. Oh my goodness. Before you fall asleep, who among you has not heard about the exonerated five? Yeah, what did they used to be called? Say it out loud. The Central Park Five. See, I got people on my staff that use their mind. Watch this. So I put up the Central Park Five. This is what I mean by having great people who think working for you. So they looked this up and said, Pastor, they no longer want to be called the Central Park Five because that's the name the news gave them. He said, they feel that speaks to their past. They now say they want to name themselves. So they went from the Central Five, thank you, staff, for using your mind, the Exonerated Five. In case you don't know the story, here it is right quick. So a young white sister gets raped. They can't figure out who raped her. They grab these five young innocent brothers and get them in a room and start to mess with them and make them turn on each other when none of them had done it. Kept them in there 14 to 16 hours just bashing them. Who did it? You want 30 years? You better tell us who did it. Well, say his name, your boy. Did he do it? Finally, they got all five to say each other's name when none of them had did anything so they can lock all five up for 30 years. And if you gave me $30 million, that can't give me back my 30 years. That I could have been making love to my wife and having children and enjoying my brothers and sisters. So when I say use your mind to impact change, when I first started this church, I really did. I thought I was going to be Billy Graham, Martin Luther King, and Bill Gates. So I'm opening up businesses, I'm going to school, I'm marching every place, and finally Holy Spirit showed me about 5 years ago, your job is not to be all three, your job is to train all three. Because there are some of you that's not going to be a preacher, but you'll be a social justice advocate. Some of you not going to preach or march in the streets. You got to get the money to pay for us in the streets. You got to open up your own business. You're the millionaire member that's going to pay for everything because you have an entrepreneur spirit. Others of you should be the people that put something in place that no black people ever go to jail again because you got yourself steeped in legislation and education. Use your mind. Number three, use your mind to bless the kingdom. It's amazing how many of you are getting your company rich and they don't love you and don't do nothing at the church. Shameless plug, Deacon Benny Burt has painted everything you see and painted the new chapel. Wait till you walk in there and see the new carpet and the new paint. And Deacon Chris stayed 3 or 4 nights painting the whole hallway that used to be the purple hallway. And Deacon Adonis put all these new lights up that you see in that narthex and in the hallway. We have LED lighting. Watch this. It makes the place brighter and saves on our bill. Them brothers use their mind and their gifts to help the kingdom. What gifts do you have that we need? There's something in you that could change this church today. You know, I'm the first pastor that had wheels on his podium, honestly, and I created it in my mind, and now every pastor got wheels on theirs, and I ain't even getting no money off of it. I didn't use my mind to get a patent. But the reason why I put wheels on it, y'all may not know, is so that I can roll it out the way when I'm not up here. And I know you grew up in the church where the pastor had the pulpit stamped to the floor, praise God. And yeah, and if the women went up there, they thought they would catch on fire. You wouldn't even clean it. You're just reaching for the, scared to sweep the pulpit. Just crazy. I say that to say I move this out the way because this not my stage, this God's stage. And when the praise team up here, they're using their mind. And when somebody does poetry, they're using their mind. And when the arts team comes up, they're using their mind. You see me, YF, that's what I wanted to do in YF. Somebody told me, Pastor, I'm writing a movie about your book, 10 Rules a Day. And I said, send it to me because I'm getting some of that money. I'm going to let you use your mind, but you're going to put it in my account. That's mine. But I want you to understand, all of you have gifts in you. What can you do to make this church better? My sermon is over. Use your mind.
whenever you want it.
Whenever you want it, I will never hesitate.
No, no.
Praise await
my praise. Await.
No matter the hour, call me any time of day. Praise await.
The intention of my mind to give you all I know with my entire life. I made a vow and I won't hold back. Nothing will stop my praise, and I mean that.
Whenever you want it, I will never hesitate.
I won't hesitate. Can always count on to acknowledge where my help comes from. I am blessed. You have chosen me. My words faithful. I will be.
Whenever you want it, I never hesitate.
I won't ever hold back my praise.
Crime Stoppers pays up to $2,500 for information leading to an arrest. Crime Stoppers pays, and you never give your name, and you never appear in court. No one knows but you and Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers reports the crime to the police, so you're never involved. Your life, your family, your home, your neighborhood, they're too precious to just give it to criminals. Get paid up to $2,500. 443-7867. 443-STOP. Don't ignore crime in your neighborhood. If you see something, know something, then say something. Crime Stoppers. 443-7867. 443-STOP.
In the beginning, taking the COVID vaccine was a hard no for me. I take vaccines, but for some reason, it all felt rushed. And honestly, I don't always trust the government. I got COVID myself, and people in my community are dying from the Delta variant. The numbers don't lie. After doing more research, getting vaccinated was the right choice for me. For more information, call 855-453-0774 or visit covidvaccine.la.gov.
Dr. Paul Matthews, specializing in the treatment of neck and back pain, using only natural healing methods, no opioids or surgeries. So if you're suffering from low back pain or whiplash, burning sensations, or muscle spasms from an accident or injury, you need Dr. Paul now at the Wooddale Chiropractic Clinic, 711 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria. Open from 9 a.m. to 12 noon and 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 318-625-7103. It's Dr. Paul, y'all.
Take your shot for $100. Shot for 100 is now for all y'all. Louisiana residents who roll up their sleeves and get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at select locations will receive a $100 Visa gift card while supplies last. Visit shotfor100.com for hours and locations where you can get your vaccine and take your shot for 100. That's shotfor100.com. Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
And now, today's weather. Well, this Thursday in Shreveport, look for morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, high at 61, lows overnight at a chilly 35. Monroe has morning showers, high at 59, lows at 34. Mostly cloudy and 70 in Lake Charles, overnight lows at 43. Morning showers, 64 degrees, the afternoon high in Natchez, Mississippi, overnight lows at 38. Central Louisiana is going to be cloudy. Look for a high temperature at 64 and an overnight low at 39. That's your Thursday forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
KAYT and KQJO-FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it.
We've got Louisiana on lock.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
This is KAYT-FM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.